Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Chandan with Evening News. The headlines. Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority stresses on the need to take urgent measures for preventing and controlling the environmental hazards caused by irresponsible disposal of plastic wastes. Guwahati High Court Kohima Bench launches its own web-based online e-services portal. Deputy Commissioner Moon expressed a serious concern over head of departments proceeding on leave without prior information. And World Blood Donors Day observed in Kohima and Mukokchung. Now the news in detail. Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority, NSDMA, has stressed on the need to take urgent measures for preventing and controlling the environmental hazards caused by the irresponsible disposal of plastic waste and non-degradable garbage. As a matter of abundant caution, the NSDMA today issued an order in public interest in pursuance to the provision of the Disaster Management Act 2005. It directed the District Disaster Management Authorities, DDMAs, to examine the vulnerability of the different water bodies in the district and the environmental hazards caused from the irresponsible disposal of plastic waste and non-degradable garbage and bring out specific measures to be taken for its prevention and mitigation. The DDMAs have been asked to promote the general education and awareness regarding the management of plastic waste and non-degradable garbage in the different parts of the districts which are vulnerable and the measures that may be taken up by the community to prevent and mitigate the hazards which are caused by the irresponsible disposal of plastic waste and non-degradable garbage. NSDMA also directed DDMAs to review and examine constituted committees' orders related to the use of plastic and non-degradable waste and take measures to reinforce those orders to prevent and mitigate hazards caused by the irresponsible disposal of plastic waste and non-degradable garbage. In a significant move towards transparency and efficiency, Guwahati High Court Kohima Bench launched its own web-based online e-services portal at cnlservices.in, designed and developed by the e-courts team of Kohima Bench. The online e-services portal was formally launched yesterday by the Chief Justice of Guwahati High Court, Justice Vijay Bishnoi. The online facility is designed to enhance efficiency, transparency and convenience for employees, job applicants, advocates and stakeholders. A dedicated WhatsApp channel, GHC Kohima Bench Info Channel, was also launched on the occasion. Deputy Commissioner Moon Ajit Kumar Verma has expressed serious concern over some of the head of departments, offices and institutions in the district who proceed on leave without prior information and approval from the competent authority, thereby hampering the normal functioning of the office and prompting indiscipline amongst other officials. Verma said it has also been noticed that some of the government office premises are not functioning or opening during scheduled office hours, causing inconveniences to the general public and adversely affecting the work culture in government offices. Therefore, the DC directed all head of departments, offices, institutions to be in station and ensure proper functioning of the offices during scheduled office hours. He cautioned that disciplinary action would be initiated as per the relevant provisions of the law against defaulters. The Voluntary Blood Donors Association Kohima, in collaboration with Nagaland Institute of Medical Science and Research, NIMSR, observed the World Blood Donors Day at the Institute Complex in Kohima with a host of activities and blood donation camp. Special guest of the program, Director cum Dean, NIMSR Professor Dr. Soumya Chakraborty said that there is no side effect due to blood donation as she herself has the experience of donating blood 22 times. She said there is no substitute for blood, so donation is the only way around to address the supply of blood in order to save human life. Altogether, 41 persons donated blood on the occasion. This news comes to you from Akashvani, Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. The World Blood Donor Day was observed today in Mokokchung, where a brief program was held at a conference hall of IMDH. The theme this year was Share Life, Give Blood. Delivering the significance of the day, Dr. Maung Kala, M.O. Mungsen Imti, PhC, called upon all to take a moment to reflect on the incredible gift that transcends boundaries and connects strangers. Her speech also reflected to show appreciation and recognition to the enormous efforts undertaken by the blood bank, IMDH, for ensuring the safety of transfusion, providing stable supply of safe blood and blood products, and for equipping the blood bank in providing quality care to all the citizens, both donors and recipients. She also called for action, reminding that blood donation is a community responsibility, and by donating regularly, one takes part in building a healthier and more compassionate world. After the program, a voluntary blood donation camp was held where a number of people donated a total of 26 units of blood. The Chang Weteshi Setshang CWS Students' Conference has expressed grave concern over the negligence observed among heads of departments and employees within government-established departments under Chang jurisdiction. It includes Twensung Town, Noksen STO Headquarter, Ngochung ESE, Sangsanyu ESE, Qingmei ESE, and sub-centers in the villages. The CWS has found that many employees are irregular in performing their duties, causing significant hindrances to the general public. In a press release, CWS also pointed out on the practice of engaging proxy teachers within the towns and villages under its jurisdiction, cautioning that it will conduct surprise inspections at all offices and schools. CWS said employees found neglecting their duties will face appropriate action. Also appreciating the Department of School Education in introducing the Smile app, which aims to enhance educational administration, the CWS urged the department to expedite the implementation of the app within CWS jurisdiction. District Administration and District Hub for Empowerment of Women, THEW, Bedi Bachao, Bedi Barhao, Longling, today organized an awareness program on gender equality, inclusivity, and menstrual hygiene. It was held under the theme Gender Equality for an Equal Future at Christian School Longling. The awareness session was conducted by P. Pung Lam, District Mission Coordinator, THEW, wherein she apprised the students on gender equality, etiquette on speaking, gender-sensitive language, equal accessibility, realization of services in regard to school classroom. She also educated the students on inclusivity of all students with different abilities without discrimination. Deputy Commissioner Mokokchung Suvise Poji has informed on the revised objectives and application process for the Dr. Ambedkar Medical Aid Scheme. The primary objective of Dr. Ambedkar Medical Aid Scheme is to provide financial assistance to patients from scheduled castes and scheduled tribes communities suffering from severe ailments that requires costly medical interventions. This includes surgeries for kidney, heart, liver, cancer, brain, and other life-threatening diseases, including organ transplants and spinal surgeries. An applicant would be eligible to apply the scheme if the family income do not exceed 3 lakh rupees per annum. The applicants can apply for the scheme by either post-submitting the prescribed application form or in a plain paper application detailing the prescribed pro forma, available on the Foundation's website. For further details and to download the application form, please visit the Dr. Ambedkar Foundation's website. And now, 20 News, here are the headlines again. Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority stresses on the need to take urgent measures for preventing and controlling the environmental hazards caused by irresponsible disposal of plastic waste. Guwahati High Court Kohima Bench launches its own web-based online e-services portal. Deputy Commissioner Moon expresses serious concern over head of departments proceeding on leave without prior information, and World Blood Donors Day observed in Kohima and Mukokchung. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.